will you hear these words? He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man there named Zacchaeus, he was chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on all account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Zacchaeus, come down. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I had the opportunity to go to a retreat in the mountains on Monday and Tuesday of this week. And as I was coming home with the thoughts of the retreat still very much in my mind, I had a chance to reflect on our life here together. And I was hoping that this time that we are about would be more than just getting ready for Stewardship Sunday. My hope is that this time can begin to say something about who we are as disciples, disciples for Jesus Christ, and where are we going as the people of God. In so many ways, what we are asked to pledge with our financial gifts is one part of a larger picture. The complete picture, we must see that we are giving our life to God. Betty Schwartzenstraub wrote, "Stewardship is living. Living out what happens as we center our lives on God." And so the conversation cannot be limited to our pledge card or to one season of the year, but by being a steward of God, it invites us daily to deepen our commitment, our involvement, and our relationship to God. This kind of conversation is not easy to be a part of. Do you remember the story about Aunt Mary? She was an exemplary church member. She had only one bad habit. She always had a pinch of tobacco under her lip. One Sunday, her pastor was preaching, and he condemned adultery, and she said, "Preach it, brother." He condemned drinking liquor, and she said, "Praise the Lord." He condemned swearing, and she said, "Amen." But then he got on tobacco. Aunt Mary said, "Now he's quit preaching and gone to meddling." A life of being a faithful steward would seem to meddle in our business. But what happens? What happens is that it allows us to truly center our life on God. "Zacchaeus, come down. Why is it that he is up in the tree? Why is it that it's important that he would see Jesus? This is not a casual matter or coincidence, but the climate, and by the climate and culture of this day. For this is the climate, and with the social codes of this day, it was not even proper for a man to run. And a man of his importance would certainly not climb a tree." The crowd must have taken delight in seeing Zacchaeus up in the tree. Zacchaeus was rich. Zacchaeus was chief among the tax collectors. Zacchaeus was hated by the people. Yes, the crowd must have taken delight in seeing Zacchaeus up in the tree. And the crowd must have been astonished to hear Jesus say, "Zacchaeus, hurry. Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house." The crowd was puzzled. And yes, the crowd was angry. And yet, this is why Jesus has come. We speak often of Jesus coming to seek and to save the lost. But I wanted us to hear that 10th verse again. "For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." We need to broaden our understanding of the lost. For it is more than a person who faces judgment. To be lost is to realize that our life is on the wrong track, that our values and our priorities are all mixed up. And so to be found is to somehow clarify all of these things. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. I wonder, did he realize just how much he would be able, in seeing Jesus, that he would be able to see himself? Zacchaeus would have his eyes opened. A part of this life of being a steward is to have our life changed to the point that what we do is in response to God's love. And so Zacchaeus says, I will not only pay back what I own the poor, not only will I pay them back, not only will I pay the one-fifth, which is what the law required when someone had been defrauded. But Zacchaeus says, I will pay back 4 times more. It is what Zacchaeus found in Jesus that allowed him to give of his possession. Because of what he found, what mattered most was his relationship with God. What lesson then can we take from this? For Zacchaeus to come down, he gave himself a chance to create a better future. To create a better future. You know, I still believe, in spite of all that you might experience, I still believe in the church today. And I still believe that the church has the chance, that the church has the opportunity, even right now, the church has the chance to offer the world a better future. What is involved is saying to the world that the children of God, that they are the children of God, and they are loved and forgiven. What the church has the opportunity to do is to offer a better future to our children and our youth, to offer them something that is often short today, to offer our children and youth hope. And then we can make a difference. Through mission and through outreach, we can make a difference. We have been involved as the church the past few months, longer I would imagine, in working with Habitat for Humanity, the desire to build a family in need, a home. I am very honored this morning to be able to introduce the person whom that home will be for. It is the Ikim and Tifferi family. Would you please stand along with your children? Thank you. The church has the opportunity to make a difference. This becomes a word to each of us. Zacchaeus, come down. Zacchaeus, come down. And the church said, Amen.